Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. According to Google Analytics benchmarking figures, the average real estate agency website in Australia receives 500 to 800 visitors per month. Compare this with our major portals, such as domain.com.au or realestate.com.au, who receive between 1.5 and 3 million visitors per month respectively, and we would likely all agree that our own websites simply don't come close when it comes to attracting people who are searching for property. In fact, according to our own research from last year, where we surveyed over 400 buyers and renters from around Australia, 84% said they never visited a real estate agency's website at any stage during their search for a new property. During our research, we also looked at 100 real estate agency websites at random from both regional and metropolitan areas of Australia to see who they were targeting as their primary website visitor. 9 in 10 real estate websites had prioritized their property listings, meaning that the first image you see on the homepage is a listing with a search function to look for more listings. Scroll down a little bit further, and beneath the bio about how good the agency is, there's a few more listings. Scroll a bit further and you guessed it, more listings. Listings as far as the eye can see. Now, I get that you sell and or manage properties, but if 84% of people looking to buy or rent a home never visit a real estate agency's website at any stage during their search, does it make sense to prioritize your listings on your website or essentially use your website as a mini version of your profile on the portals? It sounds a little crazy when you think about it, right? Many of the most visited websites on the internet today are media related. Each of our portals is a media company. Facebook is a media company. Channel 9 is a media company. And why are they the most visited websites on the internet? Because they publish information that people want. Information they cannot get from anywhere else. It's entertaining, educational, and informative. So my question for you is, what information do you possess that people in your community want but cannot get from anyone or anywhere else? During our recent Digital Marketing Essentials workshop, we shared with attendees a real estate agency's website called Real Estate News Brisbane. As soon as you land on this website, you're greeted with a message saying, "You ask, we answer." Welcome to the number one destination for real estate questions and answers in Brisbane. It's quite a lofty statement. But scroll down and you'll find countless resources and articles answering many of the questions that your clients are probably asking. Questions like, how long is the cooling off period when buying a house? How long after settlement before I can move in? Should I sell my house before I buy one? And the list goes on and on. Now, if you're located in Brisbane and you Googled any of these questions, chances are this particular website is near the top of every search result. Alongside its articles, realestatenewsbrisbane.com.au hosts a number of valuable downloads, such as the Complete Guide to Selling Your Property, the Landlord's Book of Frequently Asked Questions, and many more. The website still has listings, agent profiles, and an About page, but these are secondary to what the website is all about, which is to educate and inform vendors and landlords better than any other real estate company in Brisbane. Essentially, realestatenewsbrisbane.com.au is the Google of real estate in their local market. But while this real estate company ranks highly in search results for the content it provides on its website, has 20 people per month downloading its resources, and generates over 2,000 visitors per month, double the average real estate agency in Australia, the company doesn't actually exist. You see, a few months prior to our recent workshops, we built realestatenewsbrisbane.com.au from the ground up, with high-quality content that people were looking for on the web. We know, thanks to Google Trends, that almost 10% of the population goes to Google every month to ask a real estate-related question. Our aim for building realestatenewsbrisbane.com.au was not to attract buyers and renters. We know that the portals have the lion's share of traffic when it comes to that audience. Our goal, rather, was to attract the primary audience that most real estate agencies in Australia want on their website, vendors and landlords. You won't find a listing on the homepage or any content for buyers and renters. realestatenewsbrisbane.com.au is 100% dedicated to the audience that we truly want on our website as real estate professionals, the people who are likely to employ us. We're not saying your listings shouldn't be on your website. They absolutely should be to showcase your clients' properties. But if a company that doesn't exist can outrank and outperform most real estate websites in Australia by prioritizing content for vendors and landlords, my hope is that we might have convinced just some of you that there is a smarter way to your real estate website than just simply pushing your listings, profiles, and results. For the most part, this approach goes against the grain of how real estate professionals think about their website. And if you check out realestatenewsbrisbane.com.au, you might be forgiven for thinking that this strategy isn't for you. But if your website is just like every other agency, prioritizing your listings, profiles, and results, this new approach just might be a way of cutting through all that noise. We all want to be on the first page of Google. We all want more traffic and leads from our website from the people that employ us as agents. The model I've outlined in this podcast just happens to be a very good way of achieving both. Will you give it a shot? Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and you'll join more than 42,000 agents from around the world who get our latest episode straight to their inbox each week. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.